Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. It may be true that the Orlando Fringe Festival ended last month, but it was such a great time, and Bob and I are still sifting through all the memories of it. On this episode, we discuss an excellent show called The Merkin Sisters, which is touring through Canada right now. So if you're in Canada, go see it. And if you're not in Canada, why aren't you?
I was so inspired by it. Because
it's so great.
Such commitment, such yeah. energy, such, they were so fearless. And it goes, it's funny because at first I was thinking the nudity was among the more shocking parts of it because of how sustained it was and how natural it was, how the actress was just being the character, but naked, right? But then I started thinking of how that naked person appeared on the floor during this performance and the two combining red tubes of cloth and the artistry of that. And then all of the props, all of the costuming, all of the posturing. It was just, it was so good.
Yeah. I liked being, I was on the side for that because it was in that one theater at Shakes that is three quarters, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And I was on the side, so I also got to watch a lot of the audience reactions, which I thought was really good.
Oh.
And I like when I remember to do that, that I watch for, or maybe I've seen it before, that I'm not just watching the show itself, but I'm watching for different movements that the performer is doing. It was like that with Paul Strickland as well. And I got to a point where I was watching his feet a lot, and he was like, there was this a few points where he was coming off his heels a bit as he was telling the story. And I was like, oh, he's like, that's the energy that he's putting into the story. Like you're almost moving into it. It was really interesting to see that.
I think that's really interesting to observe because I think that we had an opportunity in that show and in this show to observe the energy changing and moving, and because it felt very intimate, even though I was in a big audience, and I was sitting next to James Newport during the whole performance, which was delightful. Saw him on the way in, went over to say hi, and then Karis ditched me. No, actually, she did not. She's lovely. I really liked her. She's very cool and fun. I liked her, like her.
But she was a volunteer who was helping me at the typewriter table, and you had purchased an extra ticket for me for Merkin Sisters. I couldn't go because I was moving over and still doing the typewriter table, and she ended up going with you.
Good exposition, my friend.
Sorry, just and, so you don't just name names, you're just name
she's
dropping.
She's a bright pixie of a human being, though. She had very positive energy, super cute. She looked almost like someone who harked out of the 1950s to me. The way she wore her dress and the little ribbon in her hair, and she's just, I really like her. And then she went and sat down, and she had a couple seats next to her, and I went over and said, I'm going to go say hi to my friend James. And then I watched other people move into the seats next to her, and then so I'm like, all right, I'm going to just stay here. And we just laughed, and it felt really nice because James is twisted like I am in certain ways. And to see us both really cracking up at certain things, there were certain points that I was just giggling to myself at how clever these two human beings were and how they held their characters. That was a really nice experience.
Yeah.
That was one of many, actually, for that experience. Thank
really
you.
Really enjoyed that show.
You got me to go to the Fringe this year because I wasn't going.
Good.
I was really not. I was enjoying the comfort of my cocoon, and you made me step outside of it, slimy and all.
Well, you needed some time off. You needed some time to recharge. But I feel like, you know what happened afterwards? Like, I saw you. You came over at Kids Fringe. I had the typewriter set up there, and then I had to move the typewriters over to the other venue. And I saw you, and you're like, I got these tickets for Designated Debaters, and I went to that. So I was late in setting up the typewriters at the other place. And at one point, like, should I? Like, Bob just left. I got no one to hang out with.
Oh.
I could just bag it and maybe go see another show, or honestly just go home. I'm tired. I've done like 8,000
12,000
steps every day and put a lot of effort and talked to a bunch of people, and it was wonderful. But the point in all of this is that I set it up and I had conversations and connections that I would not have had had I not done that.
Bravo, Nick. I think the moral of the story here is just do it. Put yourself out there even when you don't really feel like it. Something good will come from it. It seems like it always does. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole new episode, so please be sure to come back and check it out.